It's 5:04. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa's unemployment rate remained at 2.4% in April for the 10th month in a row. Iowa Workforce Development reported today the jobless rate held steady where it's been since July of last year. Iowa has the nation's third lowest rate, behind only Vermont and North Dakota, and tied with New Hampshire. Nebraska's unemployment rate inched up to 2.9% in April, even though more people entered or re-entered the job market. The Nebraska figure had been 2.8% for 8 months in a row. Today, the Trump administration has reached agreements with Canada and Mexico to lift tariffs on metals imported from those countries, resolving a year-long standoff that inflamed North Atlantic tensions and complicated efforts to ratify a revised trade deal. Governor Kim Reynolds commented on the agreement today, saying it represents a significant step forward for Iowa's agriculture and manufacturing industries. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who announced yesterday he's entering the large field of 2020 Democratic candidates for president, will be in Sioux City today. He'll speak at 6 p.m. at Rebo's downtown, then at 7 p.m. at a Woodbury County Democratic Party fundraiser. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado will be in Siouxland this weekend as well. In two events tomorrow, Bennett will speak at 1:30 p.m. at the Morningside College Olson Student Center and at 5 p.m. at Better Day Cafe in Storm Lake. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update at 5:32. I'm Mary Hartnett.